It's Classical Spotlight, and coming up, performances of the Fredericksburg Chorale. We're speaking with Mark Hirschholzer, who is directing the group. Tell us a little bit about this program that is for the holidays.
Yes, we are doing a mixture of old works by the great classic composers, as well as doing some new pieces. Part of our mission with the chorale is to always have, as a part of our program, new works and encouraging the writing of new texts and such. So we are going to be doing, the Christmas Oratorio by Camille Saint-Saëns, we'll be doing a new piece that I just wrote the text and the music to, called Beyond This Present Mystery, which is what is the name of our program. And then we follow with Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata 140, the Wacht Auf Cantata, which is just magnificent. And then we're going to have a new work, a piece of instrumental music that I wrote called Nobility of Nature, and it's choreographed and danced by one of our members who's a ballet dancer, Catherine Thompson, 16-year-old, and so we'll have dance mixed in with the music, and then we will finish with two really very joyful works, a cantata of German Christmas carols that was commissioned by me about 10 years ago, that uses so many of the very loved German carols, and then after that we finish with the Hallelujah from the Mount of Olives by Beethoven.
So
in short, is the program.
Tell us a little bit about the chorale and how you guys work.
Well, we're it's changed over the years. I accompanied the group for 16 years before I became their director about 11 years ago. And we're a non-audition group. Anyone who wants to sing can sing with us, and we have members. I would say now over 50% of our choir is under 20 or under, and so we have this wonderful mixture of ages where we'll have 13-year-olds and 16-year-olds and 18-year-olds and 20-year-olds, and right on up to 95. And it's beautiful to see how we work together and they help each other out, you know. And so it's not just a matter of working toward a performance, but every rehearsal that we have on Monday nights becomes as important to us as a musical event as the performance itself. But of course, it's also very important to us that we bring in audience members. As a matter of fact, on our December 1st program on Saturday, we're going to, after our 3 o'clock concert, we're going to walk Main Street and carol, and we're going to invite audience members if they want to come and sing with us to do that. It's just a part of what kind of the vision of our group is to include as many people. So suddenly then the audience, we will have sing-along pieces, of course, during the concert, I should say, it becomes a part of who we are, because we're all a part of this community.
Well, it's as you mentioned, you have two performances Saturday, one at 3 and one at 7, and then the first concert is Friday at 7 there on the 30th.
That's right.
It's got to be fun to sort of be able to do these programs several times.
Oh, yeah. It's when you put so much work into something, you know, it's frustrating if you just do one concert of it. You want to keep doing it, and when you see and it's interesting too, the different dynamic of each audience. You get a different group of people that comes at 3 on a Saturday afternoon, that comes from at 7 p.m. on the Saturday evening or the Friday the night before, and they respond to the music in different ways. And unfortunately, my back is to the audience because I'm conducting from the piano, so I just get the story secondhand from the folks in the choir and talk about the expressions and the faces and that sort of thing. So, but it is always very thrilling to be able to do. In this case, we do three performances now, just because our audiences have gotten bigger and bigger each year, and there's only so many people we can fit into St. Joseph's Hall. So it's a great problem to have.
Well, where can folks find out more information? Is there a website or phone number they should call?
They can call the 830-997-6869 would be the best way to find out more information about the program. The admission is really free. We have a donation bowl if anyone wants to give us money, but I never want to have that to be an issue for people coming and enjoying the music.
Looking forward to concerts. It's Friday night at 7, then Saturday afternoon at 3, as well as at 7 there at St. Joseph's Hall. Mark, it's so great to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, John. I appreciate the opportunity.